With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President-elect Donald Trump has picked Kash Patel to serve as FBI director. The selection is in keeping with Trump's accurate view that the government's law enforcement and intelligence agencies require complete transformation following the dismal job by the Biden-Harris team for the last 4 years. President-elect Trump is creating a National Energy Council. George Williams has the story.
Its stated purpose is to establish U.S. energy dominance around the world, a key point in Mr. Trump's pledge to sell more domestic oil to allies and to move away from President Joe Biden's focus on climate change. Their mandate will be to cut bureaucratic red tape, to enhance private sector investments, and focus on innovation instead of what Mr. Trump deems, quote, totally unnecessary regulation, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Arkansas lawmaker says the Senate will start work immediately on committee hearings for cabinet nominees, so they'll be ripe for confirmation once Donald Trump takes the oath of office on January 20th.
I, for one, expect to be holding hearings in the Intelligence Committee in the 17-day period from January 3rd, when the new Senate takes office, until Donald Trump is inaugurated on January 20th and can formally submit nomination papers.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
And then we should go right in, after President Trump takes his hands off the Bible and gives what I'm sure will be an excellent speech, we should go right back to the Senate chamber and start confirming those nominees.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More than 100 demonstrators arrested overnight in the country of Georgia as protesters clashed with police following the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the European Union. That marked the second straight night of protests. Romanians are going to the polls in a preliminary parliamentary vote that will determine a new government and prime minister to lead the European Union and NATO member country. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags one last time. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The popular evangelist will hold his final Overseas Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. Graham is teaming up with more than 200 Christian churches in the Mekong Delta to put on the two-day event at Can Tho Stadium. Graham says God loves the people of Vietnam. I look forward to sharing this message of hope, and I'm especially thankful to the leaders of this country for welcoming me back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same after an outcry by consumers. The changes are sweeping and including everything from not renewing a 5-year commitment for a so-called equity racial center set up in 2020 to pulling out of a prominent gay rights index. Other major firms that have abandoned the woke capitalism movement are a long list. This is SRN News. Amazon has introduced robots in its warehouses.
The e-commerce giant says the robots will improve efficiency and reduce employee injuries. Two robotic arms named Robin and Cardinal can lift packages that weigh up to 50 pounds. A third, Sparrow, transfers items from bins to other containers. The company says it's already seeing benefits such as reducing the time it takes to fulfill orders and helping employees avoid repetitive tasks. However, automation also carries drawbacks for workers who might need to be retrained for new positions. John Scott reporting.
Southwest Airlines is ending its cabin service earlier starting next month, beginning on December 4th. A company spokesperson says flight attendants will begin preparing the cabin for landing at an altitude of 18,000 feet instead of 10,000 feet. The company says it's making the changes to reduce the risk of in-flight turbulence injuries. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.